Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 8th of July, and you are listening to Orville News. In studio are Andrea, Yahalom, Jonathan, Steffi, and some volunteers at microphone Miriam. Right now it's cloudy here in Orville, and in the area is expected some heavy rains this morning, but afternoon should be clear with some rain showers, and forecast for the night is cloudy with overall expected precipitation of totally 46 millimeters. The speed of east-southeast wind should be generally light and not exceeded 10 km per hour. Humidity is 84% and dew point on 74. Temperature range will be between 26 to 27 Celsius and will climb higher tomorrow on 33 Celsius. Today sun rose at 5:20 and will set down at 6:02. At Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m. you can see French movie with the title Nikité's Path, made in France at 2004 and directed by Arthur Joffe. Main actors are Isabel Gelinas, Sergio Castellito, Rachida Brakmi, Michel Serrault, and it's a comedy. Unfortunately, the movie is in French without subtitles. Tonight from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. at New Creation you can go on Pilates Swiss board class with Savitri. Before that, from 5 to 6 p.m., you can gain your condition with fitness and lifting weights at the same place. At Creativity Hall, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, Devayani is inviting you all to a sacred circle dance. The White Peacock Studio is open after summer break. On Wednesday and Friday at 5 p.m. is open for adults with Anna. On Saturday at 3 p.m. they welcome children above 7 with Saraswati. And on Sunday at 10 a.m. they offer open space for all ages. Children below 7 are invited to come with parents. They are situated at the kindergarten compound at the central field. Solitude Organic Restaurant has awoken from the summer pause and is ready to serve delicious locally grown organic lunches once again. With the intensive work they did last year in permaculture, developing systems that help create a more constant production, they have a quite diversity of crops even now and have a great selection of different dishes to serve, including varago biryani, vegetable wraps, red rice dosa and sarma chapati, with the usual selection of seasonal fruits and their own blend of herbal teas. Reservations only on 9766814 58 or 9788665027. Andrea, a certified iridologist from Italy, offers regular consultations from July onward at the Quiet Healing Center. Iridology considers the eyes as a window into your state of health and uses the characteristics of the iris to determine your health condition. The practitioner matches his observation to iris chart, which divide the iris into zones corresponding to specific parts of the body. Iridologists read the chart to distinguish between healthy organs and those which are overactive, inflamed or distressed. Through the study of your iris, you can also learn about crisis times in your life, become aware of weakness at the time of your embryonic development in the womb, and receive guidance for your psychological and spiritual development. Iridology is non-invasive and painless. To study the iris, the therapist makes use of an optical microscope and photographic equipment. For booking, please contact the Quiet Reception at 262-2646 or 262-2329. Following the partial lunar eclipse on 26th of June, on Sunday, 11th of July in Santa Pacific, there will be a total solar eclipse. The totality is at maximum 5 minutes 20 seconds on Easter Island, which belongs to Chile. In the native language, Easter Island is called Rapa Nui, which means half of the world. You cannot see the eclipse from Europe, USA, Australia, Africa and Asia. The solar eclipse ends in the Argentina. It is interesting that the eclipse is during the Soccer World Cup final, but not in South Africa. The maximum eclipse is at 7:34 Universal Time PM, and the World Cup final will start at 6:30 Universal Time PM, so at 7:34 Universal Time it should be at 45 minutes. At 8:08 minutes Universal Time PM, Easter Island will be eclipsed, that is 7 minutes before the end of 83rd minute of World Cup. Either we want it or not, either we believe it or not, accept it or not, but solar and lunar eclipses do affect our lives. That way or another, we would suggest you to be extremely careful on the roads and be gentle to each other. from Thoughts, an aphorism of Sri Aurobindo. There is only one soul and one existence. Therefore, we all see one objectively only. But there are many knots of mind and ego in the one soul existence. Therefore, we all see the one object in different lights and shadows. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on www.aurilradio.org.